So with more than 5 million COVID cases and over 160,000 deaths in this country, many public health voices are contending that the U.S. is essentially at another crossroads when it comes to dealing with a pandemic. This country currently accounts for more than 22% of all cases and deaths worldwide. We want to explore some of these concerns with Dr. Peter Hotez. He's an infectious disease specialist and a pediatrician. He's at the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Dr. Hotez, thank you very much for joining us again. So when we compare the U.S. with the rest of the world, is it as bad as it sounds?
Unfortunately, it is, Judy. You pointed out 22-25% of the cases and a significant number of the deaths. So 160,000 deaths so far, and out of the 700 to 750,000 deaths globally. So we are sadly at the epicenter of the epidemic. And despite all the suffering Americans have gone through in 2020, there's still no end in sight. The projections are we're going to get up to 230,000 deaths by October, 300,000 deaths by December 1st. That's from the Institute for Health Metrics. And it continues to rise from there. And not only just the deaths, but the permanent long-lasting injuries, neurologic injury, lung injuries, and the survivors, vascular injury, heart injury. So this is just an awful, awful disease, and it's taken a huge toll on the American life and economy, and now with the Homeland Security, tragically.
Awful disease, as you say, and so hard to understand when this country is certainly one of the wealthiest in the world. Dr. Hotez, you told us today that you think it's time for a national reset. What did you mean by that?
Well, the strategy has been on the U.S. side, if you call it a strategy, to always have the states out in front, let the states make their own decisions, and the federal government would provide some important support, FEMA support, manufacturing support to provide ventilators and PPE and so forth. And it's a failed strategy. It's failed because we are the epicenter, and we continue to be. We have now, in the last 7 days, we still lead the world in number of new cases and deaths. And my proposal, and others have made similar ones, is that we need not only need a reset, but we need the federal government in the lead. We need not only in the back, but actually providing the directives to the states. And that reset has different aspects depending on the state. So for instance, in New Hampshire and Maine, they're doing quite well, and there may not be much to do at all. But in, here in Texas and in Florida, Georgia, where things are dire, we may need much more aggressive measures, in some parts even a lockdown. And if we can get to that containment level, and there are different definitions, one new case per 100,000 residents per day, per others one per million, what that means, we can then safely open schools throughout the country. We can safely open up colleges, maybe even have sporting events and have something that resembles normal American life. So, but we cannot do that now.
So when you say lockdown in some places, what are you saying in some states, what, half the states? I mean, what does this mean in practical terms?
In practical terms, certainly, for instance, if you look at a state like Florida, where the epidemic is raging in North Florida and Miami, there's clearly going to need to be more aggressive measures, possibly a mandatory stay at home. Maybe not the entire state. Same in Texas, where you have very aggressive acceleration in some of the metro areas in South Texas. The point is, you can be a little more surgical than just simply saying we've got to stop all of the to lock down the entire nation. There are pieces that will be have to lock down, however.
But right now, we don't see moves in that direction. The federal government, we know the president feels strongly this is something, it's up to the states. How do you see the wheels being set in motion for this to happen?
Yeah, so you asked the hardest question of all. You know, I've put out a plan about how do you get movement out of the White House to really take this on? And I'm trying every lever I can through the White House, and other colleagues are doing the same. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we have people who then say, well, you know, Peter, Dr. Hotez, I hear your October plan, but we don't need that. I have my November 3rd plan. And I say, well, there is no November 3rd plan. There's a January 20th, 21 plan, which is really more like a February 20th plan. And by then we could have up to 400,000 Americans perish. So it's not an option. We have to find a way to do this now. Otherwise, We already seen what's happened in Georgia when we try to open up schools in areas of high transmission. It will fail. It failed miserably, and it will fail in Florida, and it will fail in Texas.
So what do you say, Dr. Hotez, to those people who say, we understand it's serious, we understand it doesn't look good, but if we don't get businesses open, if we don't get schools open, this country can't function, that some people are not going to be able to thrive if they can't get their livelihood going?
Yeah, no, and I understand that, especially for the essential workers who, you know, physically have to be in the workplace and family-owned businesses and working on construction sites. But in the areas where transmission is still aggressive, we already know we can't open schools. We already know we are not having anything that resembles a normal life anyway. At least if we can do that reset now, by October 1st, we can have I wouldn't say it would be entirely normal, but something that resembles that, like they're doing all over the world, like they're doing in Canada and Europe and so many other places.
And if we don't, if this isn't done, what are the consequences?
We've got the models, and the models are dire. The models say the deaths will continue to climb. The long-lasting injuries will continue. Teachers will be terrified, and appropriately so, about going back to work. And it will not only cause further erosion to the economy, but we'll reach a point where people feel scared about going outside. And that's when Homeland Security is threatened. So this has to be recognized as a direct threat to our Homeland Security. And right now, unfortunately, the way the White House is conducting its business, it's guaranteeing that our Homeland Security will be threatened. And we don't have to live this way. We can do something about this now and make life much better for all Americans at this point.
An utterly sobering message, Dr. Peter Hotez from the Baylor College of Medicine. Thank you, Dr. Hotez.
Thank you so much, Judy.
Lost promise.